time kind of trips me out a little bit. I'm trying to slow everything down, except this week. I'm trying to spin the clock faster. I want to get to the divisional round. Some great matchups. So why don't we talk about one of them? We are joined right now by a tight end for the Tennessee Titans. 4 receptions, 56 yards, and a TD in the regular season finale. 7 receptions, 80 yards, 2 TDs in the last 2 games. He was undrafted back in 2017 out of Harvard. Tennessee is the top seed in the AFC. And they're hosting Cincinnati, who's red hot, on Saturday. Saturday game, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, CBS. Anthony Firkser is my guest. Anthony, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Great. How's it going?
Good, good. Listen, because you guys have the best record in the AFC, obviously you get a bye, which comes along with that, while everybody else is grinding it out and running into each other. I'm kind of curious, how beautiful is it to rest, recover, and try to get right mentally and physically after a really demanding, challenging regular season?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps our team. I mean, yeah, especially after the extra game that's been added this season, just getting guys healthy, getting guys recovered, and then improving on areas that we can take a step back and not worry about the week ahead and just take that time to recover, improve, and get ready for that next following week.
Yeah, you earned that week, and I got to imagine that week is great. So I mentioned off the very top, you scored touchdowns in back-to-back games. After dealing with a knee injury at the start of the year, do you feel like you're personally hitting your stride right now at just the right time?
Yeah, definitely. It's been good to get a little bit more involved in the offense. And, yeah, after the injury early on, just kind of took a little slow start. But yeah, just trying to fit in the role I can and find out where I can help this team.
Right, so what about that? When you talk about getting a little bit more involved in the offense, after the win over Houston, for instance, Ryan Tannehill was praising you and talking about the impact you've had over the past few games, especially over the middle. So at this point of the year, how would you describe the chemistry between you and Tannehill, and what has been the biggest difference late in the year between you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a multitude of things. I mean, yeah, I mean, they're definitely worried about AJ. Julio coming back out there, he's a threat. So, I mean, there's a lot of defenses keying on them. And, yeah, so just being able to protect, our offensive line is doing a great job protecting and holding up and giving Ryan more time to just find guys who are open and find guys down the field to convert third downs and keep the chains moving. So, yeah, that's kind of been just how it's been going recently.
Anthony Firkser is my guest. Now, you were one of the team's top-performing players in the offseason, which meant that you got rewarded with a parking space right next to Mike Vrabel's space. I'm curious. That's interesting, right? Like, that's an honor, and that's a good thing. But every day when the man pulls in, he's going to know whether or not you're there. So how did you approach that? Did you feel like you had to beat him to the facility?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little stressful knowing he knows exactly when I'm at the facility and when I'm gone. But, yeah, I mean, I try to keep to my routine and what's been working since I've been in Tennessee. So, yeah, just trying to show up as early as I can and recover and do what I can after the day's done.
All right, so Vrabel's never had a losing record as a head coach, and he leads the team to the playoffs for a third straight year, and you guys get the top seed. What is it that makes him maybe different, or what makes him such a good coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is he expects a lot of the players and demands a lot out of us. And he does a great job of getting the best out of everyone and everyone finding that role and finding where it is that they can help the team and embracing that. And, yeah, his expectations are just super high of every player, and I think he's able to get the most out of everyone on the field.
Anthony Firkser is my guest. Tennessee and Cincinnati coming up this weekend. You know, coming into the year, you were getting a lot of love from current and former teammates. Kevin Byard said that he's gone against Delanie Walker, Jonnu Smith, and he would put you right up there with them. It's really high praise. In fact, what's it mean to hear that praise?
Yeah, that's really, yeah, positive to hear that from him. I mean, he's been around the league a while, top safety to do it, and he's gone against a lot of guys, so saying that I'm comparable to some of those top guys that he's played against or been in our organization is definitely an honor, and I'm thankful for that.
I'm going to editorialize. I love Byard. I love the guy as a guy. I love the guy as a player. I think that's really high praise coming from him. Now, you played your college ball at Harvard. For those who do not know, who was in that tight end room at Harvard when you arrived, and then what did you learn from them?
Yeah, when I arrived, it was Cam Braid, Ben Broniker, Tyler Ott, who's a long snapper. I got there right after Juice Check left, but, I mean, he was on the film all the time, and we got to watch him and learn from him off the film. But, I mean, yeah, just a lot of guys who have had good careers in the NFL and have set great examples of expectations and standards.
You know, maybe, I don't know, you tell me, maybe you get tired of answering the question, but I don't get tired of asking. In fact, I'm fascinated by that. Harvard's not exactly a football factory, but there are a lot of former Harvard tight ends in the NFL. How do you explain that? What is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the head coach, Coach Murphy. He does a great job recruiting tight ends. It's kind of his position. He's the position coach as well as the head coach. And he likes finding guys who are versatile, that are able to catch the ball, able to be physical and block guys and have a toughness factor. And, yeah, I think he's done a great job of finding those guys and grooming them and having that room is set such high standards and just keep building that year after year.
All right, so this has not been an easy thing, right? It's been a journey. Like in your first year out of college, you had some time with the Jets and with Kansas City. In fact, what was that first season in the NFL like? What did you learn from that time?
Yeah, the first season was tough. I mean, I came out as a fullback, which is not necessarily my strong suit. I did a lot of receiving stuff at Harvard and in high school even. So, yeah, I struggled a little bit in that fullback position. And after being released from the Jets after preseason, I got signed with the Chiefs and was able to be in their tight end room. Be around Travis Kelce was definitely helpful. Just hearing him, his mind, talk about the game and being in the same room as him definitely gave me some pointers and helping me at that next step. And, yeah, once I got an opportunity to be with the Titans, they gave me some receiving opportunities. I got to learn from Delanie Walker and just kept trying to take advantage of the opportunities I was given here.
I mean, one thing about Kelce, obviously he's going to see the game a certain way and he's going to have some valuable information, but it's one thing to hear the valuable information, but, I mean, can anybody really do what that guy can do regardless of what information he gives you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to, yeah, tailor it to my skill set, and, yeah, it's definitely different from his, just being his stature, his height, and quickness and change of direction stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I got to just hear, yeah, how he viewed the game, see him in film, and just use that to just kind of tailor it to my game and my play style.
You know, Anthony, you talk about skill set. I'm not going to say this is like the sexiest part of your game or anybody's game, but Mike Vrabel loves it. He was talking about after the Texans game that he was more focused on your blocking and that it's an area that you've worked on. I'm curious, when it comes to blocking, how much of it is technique and how much of it is just brute force and wanting to kick the guy's ass who is standing in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a combination. I mean, yeah, we're working on the technique, yeah, week after week. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is mentality and just having that mindset that, yeah, you're going to hit the guy harder than he's hitting you and you're going to help your team and I'm going to help the O-lineman not have to worry about one of these top edge rushers coming at them full speed. So I'm making sure I'm stopping their rush, making them restart, and that's been helpful for the O-lineman, helpful for Ryan to keep us moving the chains.
All right, so a couple of things before you go, and I appreciate the conversation. You've got the best record in the AFC despite the fact that Derrick Henry has missed a chunk of games, and he's not the only one, and you have the number one seed. But despite that fact, it seems like there's a lot of attention on Buffalo and on Kansas City. What do you make of that? Are you going to go with the standard, we don't get caught up in that? Or do you see that, and are people sleeping on the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're not worried about the following week. I mean, we got to win this game to advance. So we're dialed in Bengals and how well they've been doing on offense and on defense and getting turnovers. So we're focused on what we need to do this week and get that W.
So Derrick Henry was cleared to practice in pads. Did you get a good look? How did he look to you?
Yeah, it was good. Good to see him out there. Good to see him moving around. I mean, yeah, you know the threat he gives defenses when he's out there. So we're excited to hopefully have him back on the field and whatever he can give us.
Last thought, in your mind, what is the biggest key going into Saturday's game?
I think we just got to take care of the ball. I mean, we've seen how when we've had turnovers and gave our defense bad field position, it's been we've ended up with losses. So I think if we take care of the ball and give our defenses long fields,
I get it. Four receptions and a TD in the regular season finale. Seven receptions, two TDs in the last two games, and a great matchup at Tennessee. Bengals at Titans Saturday. Anthony Firkser, my guest. Anthony, appreciate it so much. Good luck this weekend. Great talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good talking to you. That Harvard tight end room thing is really interesting. Lots of tight ends coming out of Harvard and making it to the league.